92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Green Bay continues to mourn Wisconsin native Alex Preti. Connie Feldman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preti outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preti, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preti's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. It was there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Decisions from Congress on health care are now hitting Wisconsin families hard. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanou is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk, Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than a year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks at home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks in need of a win, host the Phoenix Suns. I asked Giannis what's the most important thing they must do to get off to a good start tonight.
Move the ball, get good shots, just keep that good rhythm, good energy in the first 6 minutes. And defensively, no, don't trade basket, no easy one, no easy looks. Like, we don't get easy looks offensively, so don't give them no easy looks either.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. They'll play on Thursday. The Badgers now ranked 23rd in the nation after beating number 15th ranked Purdue over the weekend. NFL free agency, Packers linebacker Quay Walker headed to Las Vegas to sign a 3-year contract with the Raiders, $40 million, $28 million guaranteed. He talked to us after the Packers were one and done in the playoffs against the Bears.
We didn't execute, and that's been a problem for us. Honestly, just finishing game, putting guys away. Even before I got here, I feel like that's always been a part of this organization.
That's Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. A couple of isolated strong to severe storms will be possible, especially to our south. High today, 51. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 32. The rain will change to snow tomorrow with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.